You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. To the couch. With Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did playing with a Ouija board invite someone in, or did it open the door for someone to return?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, we sure would like to hear it. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802, or write in realghoststoriesonline.com. You can also get ad-free versions of the show. You'll get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it for 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes, and my sister is Kathy Gordon, in with you today.
Hello.
So we are going on a trip to Chicago, Kathy and I, in a couple weeks, and 4 weeks, I guess it is. And so I looked at, we got a hotel reservation. So I Googled, is that hotel haunted? And then it said, yes.
Oh my gosh.
But
are
then,
you kidding?
Yeah, but then I looked at it again. And, you know, anymore when you Google something, it just gives you an answer, right? Mm-hmm. It goes, yes. The patrons of the 122-year-old 871 room have reported seeing the ghost of old Scarface roam the halls. And I'm like, 871 rooms? This doesn't look that big. It's actually talking about the Congress Plaza Hotel.
Oh, yeah, the Congress is definitely haunted.
But the Acme Hotel, where we're going to stay, they did a spooky suite. So I think this is really creepy. So... and by spooky suite, they did this on purpose. It's not like you can stay in the room that old Scarface stayed in. But this one, remember the story of H.H. Holmes from The Devil in the White City?
Mm-hmm.
So he was like a serial killer before that was really a thing. So this was when Chicago did the World's Fair in 1800s, wasn't it?
Well, late 1800s. Late 1800s. It would have been close to
1900s. Right.
Yeah.
So... they did this pop-up hotel experience dedicated to Chicago and America's first serial killer.
Oh.
So the guy confessed to 27 murders, rumored to have killed hundreds, nobody knows how many people, during the 1893 World's Fair.
Yeah, 1893,
so
that's right.
But where he carried out his crimes in this hotel he built, they'd torn that down, like it's long gone. The Acme Hotel decked out one of its suites with artifacts inspired by Holmes, including old newspaper clippings, bones from his victims, surgical tools, and even the killer's face lurking in the window and mirror. The suite is available to book. Yeah, it was a few years ago when they did it. But that's why it's showing up haunted. But what a weird idea. So in a meeting someday, one day somebody's like, you know what? Let's put a suite together that has like creepy artifacts and newspaper clippings and bones from his victims so people can stay there. And the other people in the meeting were like, Bob, that is a really fun idea. for $229, which you couldn't even book that room for right now as in a regular room. So the H.H. Holmes room now, I would think, would go for $500 a night. But isn't that the weirdest thing? Like, they just did it for fun.
Well, maybe it was a Halloween thing, too.
I'm guessing.
Know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Even as a but Halloween I, thing. Like, I wonder.
But here's the thing. I do think it's a really old building that's been redone. So could it be haunted? Possibly.
Oh, when I looked at the picture of it, I'm like, that's haunted AF. But,
you know.
But when I found that story, I'm just like, that is the weirdest story. So you cannot rent that room now. That was a special deal, but they brought in surgical tools and bones. And so it could be like, honey, let's have a romantic evening and let's go stay at the Acme Hotel in H.H. Holmes' room. Like, they have bones and surgical tools in there.
Well, I liked the deal better where they had a deal where you could like rent a room and it came with like a little package of so you could mix your own drinks and it would have little recipes in it. I liked that one better.
Did they have that one available to us? Because I didn't know that. I would like to rent that.
I had read somewhere. So like that, you know, at some point they had a little thing like a special that you could ask for the room that came and it had like little bottles in it and it was cute and it would have recipes. Make this drink or this drink with these, you know.
Although I'm a bartender, cute. So I can make any drink you want. So
that's true.
So there's options for that.
We're going to try to go on a ghost tour.
Yeah, because we are. And it's, I interviewed the guy on the Grave Talks. And so I think we're going to try to get on his ghost tour. And that's going to be fun. It's a walking ghost tour. And I think we go to the Lincoln Park area, maybe.
Okay.
So I'll get some more information on that. So yes, we are going to do a little ghostly activity while we're there. Chicago has so much interesting history.
Oh, so much.
So much. But I just, at first when I saw that article, I was like, oh my God, does H.H. Holmes have a connection to this hotel? Because we can't stay there.
I went on the H.H. Holmes like ghost tour thing.
The Devil in the White City Tour?
I guess it was
more
like the serial. Yeah, it was the Devil in the White City Tour. And they took us on a bus and took us around to these different places, you know, that had to do with that book. I thought it was pretty good. Now, you know, the place where he, you know, had his horrible torture chamber is gone now. But it's what's weird is it was an empty lot. Like nothing's been built there in the middle, you know, and it's like, okay.
Would you want to build anything?
I don't think
that?
I would. I don't think so. And, you know, they think he could be responsible for
hundreds.
You know, I don't know. Yeah.
The other creepy thing about Lincoln Park is when I interviewed Tony for the Grave Talks, Lincoln Park was a cemetery. So way back in the day, it was a cemetery. And then they had the fire, the Chicago fire, which burned all of the documents. Not everything was stone back then. There's a lot of wooden monuments, you know, grave markers, I should say. So they don't even know where people are buried. So the whole Lincoln Park is a cemetery. And there's a parking lot over by the historical museum there, bodies underneath. Yeah. So when you go through Lincoln Park, you're walking over a cemetery. It's just unmarked, which is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what do? You've got this land right there. You don't know where anybody is. And it's a huge amount of space.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, that was kind of outside of the city of Chicago. Obviously, Chicago's grown. And now it's right in the middle of Chicago, but it's just, that'll be interesting to go there.
Yeah. I'm so excited. And the Cubs game.
Cubs. And they're actually doing pretty well.
And an art show.
Which is weird.
And a great art show. I'm really excited.
Our Cubs are actually kind of contenders. Like, no,
that's probably the strangest ghost story there is.
How did that happen? That's paranormal.
That's paranormal. Yep.
So here's our story, kind of a lesson on why not to. I don't know. Maybe this would make somebody want to use a Ouija board after hearing this. My story is actually shorter than the backstory. Sorry for the length. I wanted the listeners to kind of know how this began. The backstory. That's where it starts. I was 18. I used to get into a lot of trouble. So much trouble that I had just been released after a year-long stay in the Texas Youth Commission, and my father had been renting a bigger house for him, his new wife, and her children. He told me I could live at Grandma's house. Grandma's house was actually his grandmother's, not mine. So I don't know how that relationship actually works, how it could be his father's grandmother, but not his grandmother. So I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Could be adopted or something. But still, that would be his grandmother. He had been living there before I went away, and I understood why he moved to a bigger place. It was a small two-bedroom house on a normal street in the poorer side of my small Texas town. If you were to enter the home, you'd step into a kind of small room, too small for a living room, and to the right would be my bedroom. Walk forward, you'd enter a living room, and to the right of that, a bathroom. Continue forward into the kitchen, to the right of that, another bedroom in the back. For about the first year I lived there, I did not feel uncomfortable. My little brother David and his girlfriend Christina had moved in with me about 9 months after I began my stay there. They kind of had their own set of friends, and so did I. One night, I was walking home from a friend's place. I didn't have a vehicle yet, so I was pretty used to it. It wasn't too late, maybe around 11 p.m. or so. I stepped past the mailbox and took off my headphones as I walked into the yard. I stopped. I stared at the small house, and something just felt off about it. It seemed darker than usual and quieter. I felt a really uncomfortable feeling in me, nothing physical, just a fear that I had never had before. I never went in. I just sat by the street for about an hour and a half until I saw David walking down the street in my direction. When he got close enough, he just looked at me and asked, "Have you gone in?" I told him no, that I had a weird feeling about it, and he started laughing and asked if I was serious. He then told me how he and his girlfriend Christina and her sister Melissa had been using the Ouija board in hopes of contacting the father of Melissa's children, who had died in a car accident the week before. She was still mourning and was desperate to hear from him. I get that. I get how you would want to contact them in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I'd get out the Ouija board, but I also get that. He said that in the middle of using this board, the dog began whimpering and crying, but it wasn't until the dog began making loud howling noises that they left the house. I was pretty upset by that point, and my scared feeling had gone away. We both entered and saw that everything looked normal. I think that's really interesting that he doesn't have any problems with the house until one night he's like, gets his creeped out feeling. And it just happens to be the night that they're playing with a Ouija board. I think that's kind of interesting. In the months that followed, I would begin hearing unexplained sounds, knocks on my windows. I would feel footsteps in the house when I knew I was alone. The light in the back room would go off and on randomly. Most of these, one could blame on the house just being old, but my story isn't about those same old ghost noises. My girlfriend B had moved in with me. She'd been there for a couple of weeks and still hadn't been used to hearing knocks and creaking in the old house. On this night, she was showering with the door open, and I was in the living room lying on the couch talking to her through the door, kind of guarding it because David and Christina were outside on the porch talking and smoking cigarettes. I didn't want one of them to walk in and see her or whatever. My conversation with B ended when I heard the water turn off. I figured she was getting dressed. I shut my eyes and I was just listening to her comb her hair. Her hair is curly, so I can hear the popping sound of the curls going through the brush. That's kind of a weird way to explain that. I never thought of it as popping sounds. But you know that sound when somebody with really thick, curly hair is brushing their hair. Mm-hmm. I could also hear my brother's conversation outside, so I'm listening and waiting when my brother's conversation comes to a brief pause. I go back to listening to the brush going through B's hair. Then I heard soft humming like a song. "Are you coming outside or not?" I opened my eyes, and B was standing in the doorway looking at me. "I was waiting on you," I told her. She said, "I've been outside talking to your brother for like 10 minutes. A few days go by. My dad comes by to check up on the house and see how we're doing. David was in the kitchen telling him that the light in his room goes on and off and that it probably needs to be fixed. I heard my dad tell him, "It's probably Grandma. She died in that middle room." That got my attention. So I joined them in the kitchen and told him about the humming I'd heard a few days before. He had a big smile on his face and at that point said, "Yep, Grandma used to hum all the time, especially when she'd comb her hair." I never told him about that. Maybe the Ouija board didn't reach who it was supposed to. Sorry for the long story. I hope to hear it on your show. I have plenty more. Some are about my brother's bedroom lights. Others about the knocking. They're all connected like a giant web. I love your show. Keep it up, Bluey. That's interesting. I like that line. They're all connected like a giant web. That has me intrigued. Like, what? What is that?
I know. I think now we need more of them.
Absolutely.
Well, once again, the Ouija board comes into play.
Because nothing weird had been happening until they used the Ouija board. Do you think that maybe they didn't connect to the person they wanted to, but that was like a way for Grandma to get back in the house?
Well, it's because the thing is, they didn't notice anything prior to that. And like he just walked to the house and had a really ominous feeling. He didn't even want to go in when he just looked at it.
Because it doesn't make me think they'd had any experiences before then, because you get those weird feelings sometimes. Mm-hmm. But that one just seemed to kind of come out of the blue, like to the point he didn't even go in.
Yeah.
Which would be really weird for me to come up to my house. Like I pull up to my house, get out of my car, and I'm like, oh, my house is weird. I'm not going
until someone else comes along.
I'd be waiting all day. Kathy, can you drive over? I know it's 100 miles. I'll be sitting on my step. But I've got to get in to rescue my cat somehow. But that's a really weird thing. So it just makes me think it has something to do with the Ouija board.
And the timing is too peculiar on that one.
Humming and all that stuff.
Yeah. Of course, easy for his dad to smile. You know, he's not living there.
Maybe his dad was like, "Oh, Grandma. Like, that's awesome. Well, at least she's at your house."
It sounded like it was like, "Yeah, Grandma. Grandma used to do that." And of course, you would do that, you know, if you thought, "Oh, my mom or my grandma," you know, like, "Oh, yeah, I love them," or whatever. Well, yeah, but you don't have to live with them every day.
Now, can somebody come get Grandma?
Yeah. Like, can you break out that Ouija board and put them back into the bottle somehow?
Because this genie is out and I'm not okay with it. But it almost seems like it could be a situation where it's not his grandmother. So I don't know the whole relationship. Maybe he never even knew her. So maybe the dad could be like, "Hey, you're freaking out the kids. Could you not?"
Yeah.
Or maybe the information ended after that, but I'd really like to know the whole thing about this giant web.
Me too. I think we need to know the more information. I think if you could write back and give us more information too, that would help us put the puzzle together with you.
Yeah. Let's listen to it. Yeah. I got another story. Here we go.
So a few years ago, I worked at a nursing home and I worked on night turn, and I wasn't really feeling all that well that night. And I had this one woman who had a hip replacement and required a lot. Well, she was paging back and forth throughout the night, every 5 minutes or so. So I laid on the couch outside of her room so that way I could go ahead and go into her room to take care of her whenever she paged. And I had my eyes closed. And I remember that something kind of startled me awake, but I didn't know what it was. And I stared up at the ceiling and looked down the hallway towards the library, in which there was always a man figure, but it was black and it would disappear when you turned the light on. But the location would change between the chair and the couch on where he would be sitting. And I looked down in that direction, and up on the ceiling, there was this almost like what looks like gas when you're behind a gas truck, but there was a film. And it was slowly coming up the ceiling, coming towards me. And I couldn't help but be frozen and just stare at it. And I was screaming in my head, but nothing would come out. And it just got closer and closer. And I eventually closed my eyes because I was just so terrified by this. So I closed my eyes and I felt something breathe on me, and all of a sudden it was gone. And I was able to open my eyes again, and I was finally able to move, and I just remember booking it. So I know that this isn't really a long story, and I don't know if maybe I had fallen asleep and this was sleep paralysis, but this was the only time that I had occurred something like this. I have had other things in the home happen to me. I have heard women, two women who had passed away within the same week. I had heard them communicating in the hallway to one another when nobody was there. This was about a week after they had passed away. And I had heard something at one point, what sounded like my coworker. I was walking down the hall and she yelled my name and I said, yeah. And all of a sudden I heard the doors from the other lockdown unit that we had. And she was the only one with me, and she was not even in the same side of the building. So I had heard some things previously, and I don't know if this was linked to it. But I'd like to hear your thoughts if you guys are willing to share my story.
I think that there are a lot of haunted nursing homes.
I do, too. I'm with you on that. We get a lot of stories about people that work in nursing homes.
And I worked in a few of them back when I was much younger, and I never felt anything weird in any of them. I think I worked in 3 or 4 or 5. I don't remember. But I never felt anything weird, but I've heard so many weird stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because when you think over the years how many people have died there, and it just doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
At all. But what about the weird thing that she saw? How'd she describe it? It was like misty, hazy, foggy.
So, because I was trying to envision this in my head. So it's just some sort of fog coming down this hall.
Let me see if I can.
Till it gets to her. And then she can feel it breathing.
Let me see if I can find that part.
And I had my eyes closed, and I remember that something kind of startled me awake, but I didn't know what it was. And I stared up at the ceiling and looked down the hallway towards the library, in which there was always a man figure, but it was black and it would disappear when you turned the light on.
So right there, she said she saw a man figure a lot.
Yeah.
And then turned the light on and it would disappear then.
But the location would change between the chair and the couch on where he would be sitting. And I looked down in that direction, and up on the ceiling, there was this almost like what looks like gas when you're behind a gas truck, but there was a film, and it was slowly coming up the ceiling, coming towards me. And
so, you know, when like you see that gas and it kind of makes it look, things look kind of distorted when you look through it, like you can see the gas, you know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
That's what I think she's talking about there. So it was already a place where she sounds like it was a common occurrence for something paranormal to happen.
She was already talking about seeing like shadow figures. And I'm like, well, gee, that's scary enough.
And then she saw that. Let's see if there was anything more to that.
And I couldn't help but be frozen and just stare at it. And I was screaming in my head, but nothing would come out. And it just got closer and closer. And I eventually closed my eyes because I was just so terrified by this.
Well, I would have too. I would have been running. Sorry, can't work here anymore. Bye. But what's interesting is she describes like looking down that hallway and seeing a man there frequently. It doesn't sound like that was kind of common.
Yeah.
So it's but this interesting. Time it this was more different.
Intense. Yeah. More of a mist or something, you know, kind of. Coming down the hall, she's right. That would scare me really badly. Like that's really creepy.
And it sounds like there's plenty of paranormal activity in that location.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then she felt the breathing.
Yeah.
Oh.
What the hell? And you know, here's the thing. Like, I'd be like, there are a lot of nursing home facilities. I can find a job somewhere else. I do not need this. This is really bad as far as working conditions go.
I know.
No, but that would be a lot to deal with because then, I don't know, I'm a wuss, but after that, it'd be hard to ever relax there because it's like, is that going to happen again?
Yeah.
You know, it just would be a hard place to work. And it sounds like she worked at nights because she had a patient who was recovering from a surgery and having issues. And so she had to keep an eye on her. That's just, I really appreciate everyone who does that work because it's so needed. And there's so many places that don't have people who care. And, you know, you have to put your heart into that job. I don't know. At this point, I'd be like, you don't pay me enough for this.
No.
This is a little bit too much. So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call in 855-853-4802. Write in realghoststoriesonline.com. Then if you want an ad-free version of the show, you will get access to the library, which is massive. You can become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. Or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Every dating app swap is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.